Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Sarah, before we get into today's quick, quaint podcast, what is our contact info?
It'll be good. Well, we have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And it's a quickie because Vicky's got a doctor's appointment I got to go deal with. Last week, we got into the rabbit hole of my ADHD, and that's actually what I'm going to the doctor for. So, yay!
How fun.
Right? And we did get a few messages, but we're going to wait till we have a little bit more time to delve deeper into them. But today, I read this an article yesterday, and it was like the unspoken rules of just life.
Oh, okay.
And it was stuff like if someone shows you a picture on their phone, don't swipe left or right.
Oh, I swipe all left and all right. I'm trying to see those nudes.
Just ask. But like,
no, because then they'll say no, and then I won't see them. So, if you give me your phone, whoa, all bets are off.
You're such an a-hole.
And I always start swiping.
Oh, that like will piss me off so much.
Because you got the good goods.
Yeah.
See, anyone can have my phone and start swiping. It's not that exciting. But
no,
you?
See, I have mine hidden. Like, there's a hidden option.
See, that's smart. See, if you really don't want other people to see it, either don't give the other person your phone or be like Vicky and have them in a secret file.
Anyways, but I did find one. Like, there was another one. Like, if you borrow someone's car, return it to them with a full tank of gas. That sort
of
thing.
That's a nice one. Like, unless you don't really go far, I guess.
And, like, it's the unspoken rule. Or if someone's picking you up, like, they're giving you a ride, be outside and ready. Don't have them waiting for you.
Yeah.
Like stuff that.
Or if you can just like run out, like be
right.
Yeah, have your shoes on already.
But the one I found that I was really, really digging was the women reveal the unspoken rules of the girl code.
The girl code.
Because everyone talks about the bro code, and it's like obviously don't bang a dude's ex-girlfriend, don't like your buddy's ex-girlfriend, their mom, their sister, that kind of thing, right?
I feel like that's the same with the girl code, isn't it?
I mean, yes, but I feel like, I mean, maybe because we're not dudes. I don't know any other rules in the bro code.
Honestly, in those rules, sometimes dudes don't even care about those rules.
Right.
They're like, oh, you banged my sister, I hate you. And then the next day they're like, so you want to come over and have some beers? You know what I mean? Like, with the girls, that would be like, you're dead.
Yeah, you banged my ex-boyfriend.
I'm going to light you on fire now.
Unless it's like my situation, like I have my best friend. I dated a guy for like 2 or 3 months in high school. Like he wasn't even my first love. We went to prom together. And honestly, we were never even in love. We never said I love you or anything like that. Right.
Yeah.
He was like the next boyfriend after like the big serious first boyfriend. And she was the one that introduced us and dated for a few months, broke it off. And like, we never hated each other. It was just like, okay, cool. We're done with this chapter.
Mutual thing.
Right. And then years later, she became closer friends with him. And then she asked, like, look, I want to make sure if you're not okay with this, then I'm not going to date him. But we found out that we kind of have feelings for each other. And we want to see how it would go. Like, we want to try it out. And I was like, yeah, definitely. Like, I didn't care. But if it was at that time, I'm like, oh, I want to go out with the last guy you were in love with and you broke up a couple weeks ago. Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be so understanding.
That's nice she even asked you.
Yes.
It was such a quick
little
relationship.
And it was in high school. And it wasn't that far off after high school. I think it was only like 2 or 3 years after that they started dating.
But do you think she would have listened to you if you had said no? Do you think she would have started dating him anyway? Because I feel like sometimes like just ask to be nice and just ask, you know, to get the approval. But then in your mind, you're like, well, if they don't approve, is this friendship really worth it? Like, I might try it out
at the time. Like, so her and I are best friendships. So I've known her since I was like seven or 8 years old. We played soccer together for 9 years. And because we went to different schools and different middle schools, I didn't really get to hang out with her until high school, really. And I never really got to hang out with people outside like church or family.
Yeah.
Just because my parents were super paranoid about me getting abducted or whatever.
Dying.
It's different in Mexico, right? Anywho. So we got closer in high school. We're like, hey, we've known each other forever and we're friends. We're in the same friend group. We're in the goth group. And once we hit the senior year, a lot of our friends in our group had moved away or whatever, you know. So we had a very small, and it was more diverse. It wasn't just the goth kids anymore. It was a lot more different people. We had a football player in our group. We had, like, the goth, like, fun, artsy gay guy, like all those kinds of like different cliques.
Yeah.
And then we would always try to make an effort, like when she started going to college Western's North. She's a Coug.
Oh, Wazoo?
Yeah. Yes. No. I always get Gonzaga and Wazoo confused, but yeah, Wazoo. Yeah, I know. She's a Coug.
One of the colleges in Washington.
I'm having total brain farts today. I would see her once a year when she'd come back to visit, like around her birthdays.
Okay.
And then like we'd hang out for our birthday or her birthday, and then she'd leave before my birthday because she'd have to go back to school. But as the years have gone on, our friendship has just grown stronger and stronger and stronger to the point where like she got married a few years back and I was not one of her bridesmaids because she had her stepsisters, like somebody who she's known even longer than me. And of those people, she's not even super close to her stepsister anymore. Like,
yeah.
She's like, I never could have imagined that. Like, this other person I've known since I was a kid and then my new stepsister, like, I thought we were super close. And over the years, I mean, she's not mad about it. It's just, you know, we drifted apart.
Yeah, it's what happens. People grow apart.
And she's like, if I could redo it, I would have you be one of my main bridesmaids. Which I'm like, one of the things I told her, look, if I would love to be a bridesmaid, but don't feel obligated to make me a bridesmaid. Like, if it's going to be too much of a hassle for you, if you feel like your sister-in-law, you know, you have a better relationship or you feel like it's just going to cause drama if you don't include her, that's what I'm going to give you. Like, I'm going to give you the least amount of drama possible.
Yeah, plus less drama for you, really. Let's get real.
I'm like, my dress was $8 in the clearance section.
Holler.
Wait,
so you never answered the question.
So what I'm trying to say is at that point in time, our friendship wasn't super close.
Okay, so she would still date him.
She might have.
She would have still dated him and risked y'all's friendship.
I think it's a big possibility, yes.
Did she end up marrying this guy?
No.
Dun, dun, dun.
They ended up dating for a few years and it just didn't work out and broke it off.
Well, good thing she asked you then.
Yeah.
And still a few years is like a decent.
I think like a year or two and they lived together for a little bit. Because she went to school out of state for a minute. But I think I don't think that would be the case now. I don't think I think it'd just be too weird for her. Like if she were single, if she wasn't married, I think.
If she were single, wanted to date one of your exes and you said no, you think your friendship is strong enough now.
To where she'd wouldn't be like, she'd respect it.
Okay. But back in the day, nope.
Maybe not, because we're young and we just want to get our bang on.
Well, and sometimes when someone actually really likes someone, you know, the rose-colored glasses or whatever, mm-hmm. and you're like, well, this will be worth it because he's the one. Screw my friendship kind of thing.
Yeah. But when you think of, like, the guy code or the girl code, you think immediately when it comes to sex. But there's an article on Diply or crafty.diply.com that it's a bunch of women got together and revealed the unspoken rules of girl code.
Okay.
And I'm curious to see how many of these you agree with.
Ooh, all right.
So number one is the discount rule. So this could be a trend across genders too, but when a girl says they love something you are wearing, you always tell them where you bought it, how much it was, and especially if you got it for a discount. I don't think it's one of those like you have to do it. I just feel like instinctively you feel like you want to do it. Like when you wear a dress and someone's like, nice dress. Like, thanks, it's got pockets. Like,
you want to say something after it.
Like, it's an automatic response to like, let's bond over this. And it has pockets. And I got a 50% off. Hell yeah. It's like that weird victory moment. Like, I don't know. It's like, I'm guessing.
My thing's more like you compliment me. And then if I just say thanks, then it's like, now what? Like, okay, now I either have to say something about whatever you commented on or now I have to compliment you back.
Right. It just feels awkward. Like when you compliment somebody, they're like, thanks.
Yeah, like, thanks.
Like, it just feels like.
It's weird. Yeah.
Yeah, and then it's awkward.
Just that pause.
It's like. It's just nice to say something else. I don't think it's necessarily a rule, like, you have to do it. I just feel like socially, it's just more comfortable to do it.
Well, and if I said, okay, I really like your dress to someone, if.
Amazon.
Said, oh, thank you. Like, or yeah. And then if I wanted to know where'd they get it, then I would ask them. Mm-hmm. But I don't expect them to be like, oh, I got it from this place and it was this much. And, you know, no.
No, it is like my go-to to tell people because I get excited when I get a deal.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
like, I want to share the joy because it made me happy.
But then it's like, well, okay, when did you get it? Like, is the sale still happening? Do they even still have that style? Because now I want the exact same price that you got it for.
Right.
And you're like, no, I got this like 3 years ago.
Right. Like,
and they're like, okay, then cool.
It's like this old thing. Yeah, I got it forever ago. No,
no big deal. You know,
the 5 minute rule. And I'm curious to see what you're going to say about this one, because you are very upfront. It's the 5 minute rule. So if it can be fixed within 5 minutes or less, you can tell her about it. So, oh, you got some spinach in your teeth. Oh, your hair is a little, you know. You got a, you know, hair's all flying up all weird. You know, you're missing a button. You know, you stepped in gum or whatever. You can fix that within 5 minutes.
I see.
If they're bloated, if they look tired, if they, whatever it is, if they can't fix it, don't tell them. Especially if you're out and about.
Because
it's like, wow, Vicky, you look really bloated. It's like, cool, I can't do anything about that, but now that's in my head. Thanks.
Well, see, the first thing that caught, like, that came up to my mind is I wasn't thinking of, like, that kind of stuff where really, I mean, I guess you could, like, kind of, like, smack yourself in the face to look, like, a little more awake or get more makeup or something. But I think, God, this was, like, a few years ago, and this isn't a girl, but it was my boyfriend, and, like, we went out to, I don't know if it was, like, a fancy party or maybe like a holiday party or something. So we had to like dress up, and he wore a dress shirt, and there was, it was light pink, and there was this huge stain on the back of it, and he didn't notice. And I'm me. So of course I'm like, it was too late. We've left the house. He doesn't have another nice shirt. And I was like, do you know that you have like a huge stain on the back of your shirt? And he was like, no. And I was like, awkward. You know what I mean?
But right.
Like, so, I have not told him and maybe he would have never known, or should I have let him know? So then maybe he can like try to somehow get a jacket, or I don't know. Or like if somebody else points it out to him, is that even worse? Like
at that, like if you already left the house and you can't get a jacket, like, I mean, can you go to the store? It's like, is there a solution here? Like, can we stop by a Target and get another shirt or a jacket or something?
It was way too late for that. We were already cutting close in time. So there was really nothing, but I would rather him hear it from me than somebody else.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because
you should have been more diligent, Sarah, and seen it before you left the house.
I know. I really should have been like, babe, you should have turned your back to me. And then I could have caught this in time. But the stuff like that, like, would you tell someone, like, if I had some really cute new pants or something and I love them and this, that and the other, and then you got in the light or we got into a specific light, and let's say they were see-through, and I was wearing striped underwear that you could easily see. You're like, do you know that? Would you tell me, or would you wait till maybe the day after?
Well, like, I mean, I try to find a solution within 5 minutes. Like,
but, like,
oh,
we're
maybe
already at the club. We're already in. And like lights are flashing and they're so bright that you can see right then and there.
There's a couple things. One, I don't think you'd really care. Two, the solution on how you can fix it within 5 minutes, you can take your underwear off.
Because yeah, jeans. Even me, I love not wearing panties, but not having jean material running up against my hoo-ha.
Yeah, but like, what is jean material? Like, what jean material is see-through enough? Like, uncomfortable enough and see-through? Like, that. You know what I mean?
No. Like, because jeans are comfortable when you have that extra layer.
Exactly. But it's see-through. Like, unless you're wearing white jeans, which, why are you wearing white jeans to the club?
Yeah, or like a light pink or something.
Right. That's kind of weird. I don't know. When I think of
okay, this is just an example. Like, would you tell me?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I would tell you, like, here's a sweater, or here, like, let's trade underwear or something. Like, I don't know.
Says the germ freak. Like,
hey, you do what you got to do. Like, I wouldn't wear the underwear, your underwear.
Okay, so one, there was no solution. Let's just say there was no solution.
I'd look
would
at you.
Would you tell me?
I'd look, be like, Sarah's pretty wasted. She's not going to care. Cool. I don't have to tell her.
So you wouldn't say anything.
Honestly, because I don't think you'd care.
But okay, look, okay, this is like, let's just say, like, I would care. Like, oh, I don't want to be like twerking it and everyone can see my underwear. Like, that's embarrassing. Like, I see, that's why I barely wear underwear and like Lululemons, because I hate underwear lines. Like,
that's why I'd be surprised. I'm like,
is
that, I just figured it'd be part of your pants design. Honestly, I'm like, Sarah doesn't wear underwear.
No, but
what
there
is
are
that?
A lot of like people that don't understand how sheer some material is, and they're walking. And I know, I see them on the streets, and I'm like, do they know that you can completely, like, that's never a look. It might be in the future, who knows, but that's never
I mean,
look.
It might be, because, like, apparently a new look is to give yourself, like, under eye bags a little bit, like a little bit of coloring under your eyes. So it kind of looks like you're tired. I guess that's what the Gen Zs are doing.
Well, we're we're in. We don't got to do nothing. Because we always look tired.
I just won't put concealer on.
So you agree with this rule?
Yeah. Especially
the scroll rule. If it takes 5 minutes, less or more than 5 minutes, you're not going to say anything.
No.
Okay.
Just because it's going to cause a lot. It's also because I'm like, I'm going to get a lot more issues and it's going to give me a headache. I'm going to be selfish. I'm like, I don't want to hear how we can try to solve this because we can't solve it. And you're going to freak out and the rest of the night's going to be ruined. So
that's good to know. If you're looking whack, I won't tell you either.
No. Unless I can change it in 5 minutes. Like, Vicky, I can see your panty lines. We're going to the club. Take your panties off. Done.
Yeah, if we're at your house still.
Right. I mean, depending on what I'm wearing, I might even be like, screw it. Let's take them off. You're I didn't like these anyways.
Let everything fly, girl.
Right. The next one is called the opinion rule, number 3. So the opinion rule is a situation where it's your opinion. So if it wasn't asked for, keep it to yourself. If it's factual, fixable issue, or information, then you can help. So wrong shade of lipstick, let her express herself as she wishes. So if it's just your opinion, unless she asks, does this lipstick look good on me? Keep it to yourself. However, if she's got lipstick on her teeth, that is factual. So be like, hey, you got some lipstick on your teeth.
I see.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So
I try to be better with this one.
It's like, wow, that lipstick looks awful. It's like, cool, I didn't ask you.
Yeah, and I feel like I feel like most of my friends know that I'm very much like, if you don't want my opinion, don't ask for it. Because if you ask for it, I will tell you the truth. Just don't ask for it. You know, like if you're wearing a really ugly jacket, and this happened, my friend got a new jacket and loved it. I was very quiet about it. And then she was like, what do you think of my jacket? I really don't like it. And I was like, don't ask if you don't want how I really feel about it. Like, I get you love it. That's great. I think it's like the ugliest jacket I've ever seen. I don't think many people can pull it off. And you're one of them. But, you know, you asked.
That totally reminds me. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the new Black Widow movie, it's not really that big of a spoiler, but it's just like, you like my vest? It's got a lot of pockets. That whole thing. It just reminds, like, I knew it was a good vest.
Yeah, and Dakota was like, why would I like that? Like, she's like, but I got so many pockets.
It's like, it's so good. I can fit so much stuff in here.
I'm like, just because it's functional doesn't mean it's cute.
It was actually a very cute vest. I want that vest. Anywho, so there's number 4 is the eyeliner in the corner of the eye and other select rules. So if they have lipstick on their teeth, eyeliner in the corner of the eye, skirt tucked into their pantyhose, let them know without making a huge deal out of it. I'm picturing Sarah like, yo, bitch, you got underwear in your freaking, your shirt tucked into your underwear. What the hell's that?
Oh my God, that's happened to me before. But like, but I've just noticed like, it. Hey. But then I'm like, did anybody else notice this? Like, why didn't anyone tell me? Like, that is like, how does that even happen? But it happens.
Right. And I'm very much that person. Like, if I got something on my teeth, if I have like anything going on, toilet paper on my shoe, you tell me. But I mean, depending on where we're at, like, can you be a little more subtle about it? Like, hey, I'm trying to get with this dude over here and you're not only you're trying to help me look better. However, you're pointing it out so everyone can hear it. I may not be so happy.
You're really good at that. You're especially
just being very subtle.
You're really good at that one.
I felt like a total a-hole the other day, Mike. So my best friend came over and I hate when I have like when I wear deodorant. Because sometimes the only deodorant that really helps when it's hot out is the bar kind. The one that kind of looks white when you put it on your armpit.
Yeah.
And I specifically get the one that doesn't stain your clothes. It still stains your clothes, but whatevs. She had a bunch of deodorant because she's like me. She's, you know, when it's hot out, we sweat like crazy. And I was like, girl, you got some clumpage going on in there. She's like, well, if I don't have it, like if I take the deodorant off, I'm going to stink. And so I'm like, I'm just saying, I'm just letting you know you have it there. I'm doing my duty as a friend. I'm like, I'm not telling you to remove it or not because we're just hanging out at my house.
The clumps.
Like, I'm like, just cake a little bit. Just like, just kind of pat it down a little.
Don't raise your arms then.
Right.
You know, like,
and I'm like, I was trying, like, we were just hanging out at my house. It wasn't like we were going anywhere. So it's like, I'm just giving you the heads up. Like,
she obviously did not like that.
Well, she did end up cleaning it off though. Like, it's like, I don't care about it, but I just would like somebody to tell me if I had it.
You don't want all those clumps all over your house? No. You cared about it? You want to rub in her pits all over
your
couch?
Well, it wasn't like giant clumpy. It was just white. Like little rolls, like little balls.
Yeah, I hate that. I do.
I'm not
a
fan when it's on me or when I...
Or like in dudes because they have like long like armpit hair. Yeah, oh, it gets worse. So clumpy. Ooh. Man, I didn't know how much I didn't like that until we started talking about it.
There is... number 5 is the hair holding rule.
When I'm puking?
Yep.
Yeah.
If a friend drinks too much and starts to puke, always hold her hair back. This also goes for guys who spend a lot of time with the, like, so my old roommate, Tahiti Steve, I remember I was so like, oh my God, I have such a good roommate. I made such a good choice moving in with him. We had literally just moved in. We went out to celebrate us getting our first place outside of our family home kind of a situation.
Yeah.
Right? So we went out drinking and we went to a couple gay bars on Capitol Hill. And I had puked a couple times in the bathroom because I'm still a newbie to drinking. And I remember, I think I ordered an AMF because I was broke.
And girl, I still order those. And we still puke. Don't even act like this wasn't a young person thing. We still puke sometimes.
Yeah, I puke usually when I get home. I don't puke at the place I'm at, usually.
Usually. That's the key word.
Also,
usually
I haven't
nowadays.
Really been out in like a year and a half. So I don't really know.
That's dude, once you go out again, you're probably going to puke. Get ready.
I'm not looking forward to that. Anywho, so we got back home because we had a designated driver. We're walking back. I didn't know this, but he's filming him and his buddy as we're walking back to our apartment. And the way our apartment was set up is that you have a key to unlock like the main door to get into like that set of apartments.
Uh-huh.
And then you go upstairs, you go through another door, and then you see two doors, like two apartments next to each other, and then you have to unlock that door. So you have to unlock two doors, but go through three to get into our apartment.
Yeah.
You have to go up a set of stairs. And I'm freaking out because I'm like, oh God, I gotta puke. I'm not gonna make it, guys. I'm not gonna make it. And I just run over to the bush and just start puking. And he comes up and he's holding my hair back. And I'm like, he's so sweet. I didn't realize he was filming him and his buddy. And then he runs over to help me.
But they're filming it the whole time.
You don't see anything, but you just hear me just... Bleh.
Oh my God, I would die to see that video.
Violently puke. It's just all dark and shady. You don't, like I said, you don't see anything. You just hear me. And like he's holding my hair back. And I thought he was so nice until a couple days later when he showed me the audio of the video. And I'm just like, you're such an a-hole. He had kept it on his phone for the longest time until like his phone kind of crapped out on him.
He didn't save it? He didn't back it up?
No, this is forever ago.
I'm all about 23? That like... hair holding thing, but then I'm just thinking about it, like, why don't they just like tie your hair up? That'd be way easier. Like
you would think, but I think it's one showing like, girl, I got you, I'm taking care of you, we're homies. But also like sometimes your hair, depending on how violently you're throwing up, that might come out of the ponytail. Sometimes you get the bangs. You're drunk, you can't get a good ponytail in, your bangs get into the bum. Oh, it's not fun.
Either way, you're gonna need a shower.
this next one sounds like, you know, the start of a porno.
Oh, okay.
Six is checking for lumps. So check each other for breast lumps.
Oh.
See, I'm very weird because I had to talk to my doctor last time I was there. She's like, do you have any other questions? Because she was about to leave and I'm getting a new doctor. I was like, okay. Everyone always says to check yourself for lumps. I don't know what they feel like because you get those little at-foam breast like lump checkers, and they show you what it would feel like to have a lump. And I'm like, wait, is that what I'm feeling? What is this? Is this muscle?
Yeah,
this...
we check our breasts for breast cancer. That's why we're randomly feeling ourselves up.
Right. So I'm just like, is that a lump? But like, is that just my muscle? Like, I don't know what that is. Is that a thing? So I'm like always paranoid that I have something going on. She's like, no, you don't have anything. I'm like, cool. I'm like, I'm a little hypochondriac because I don't know what I'm supposed to be looking for. So everything feels like something.
Did she say it'd be pretty obvious?
No, because breast cancer can appear not just in the form of a lump. It can appear as like something on the skin. There's multiple different signs within the breast. So
I definitely like grope myself a lot. Like I hold my boobs and stuff, but I never like specifically look for lumps. Plus I would never like, unless I really thought it might be something, then I would ask you to check it out for me. But I'd never be like, hey, Vic, you want to give me a breast exam just for the fun of it?
That's what I mean. It sounds like we got to check each other for lumps. Sounds like the start of a thumbnail. Number seven is the red spot rule. I feel like that's pretty self-explanatory.
Oh, my God. Like, you tell, like, if you see someone, you tell them?
Yes, even if you don't know them.
Really?
If there is a red spot on her pants, you tell her discreetly and immediately. Would you not?
Ooh, I would definitely tell my homies or someone I know for sure.
But like
a stranger?
Yeah, like because could you imagine? Like, what if that was you? If you were by yourself walking around, you didn't realize that was going on. You're hanging out at the mall, doing whatever you're doing, or grocery shopping, and like you get home and you realize you've not only shown the whole world this for the last hour, you've also stained your, you know, your car seat.
Oh, it would be humiliating no matter what.
I would rather, you know, like, when it's another woman telling you, it's not so bad. Like, if it was a guy, I would appreciate it, but I would be very embarrassed.
I feel like people just barely like to say hi to each other around here. They're not going to be like, oh, hey, did you know? You know what I mean? Like, I don't think a lot of people have the cojones
to do that. Like, and I don't really like talking to other people, like, out in the street and stuff, but I would definitely be like, girl. Like, just a heads up. Like, do you need a pad? Do you need a tampon? Like, I can see what they got.
God, that's so cringy.
It's cringy because it's, like, everyone's been there. This one is, I feel like, one that either you've been on either side of it, is the crying girl in the bathroom rule. So if you're in a club or whatever, help the drunk girl crying in the bathroom. It's like, I always refuse to believe that the crying girl in the bathroom stereotype really exists, but according to this list, I was wrong. So yeah, it very much exists. You will go into the bathroom, you will make your new best friend, and then you will leave. And maybe you'll remember them when you're sober, but chances are you'll forget about them in like a half an hour. But they'll be your new best friend for the evening.
Yeah, either whether you're drunk and happy or crying and hysterical about God knows what.
Oh, that is like the best. Like meeting girls when you're both drunk. Like I was at a bar once. It was like a bar club kind of a thing. It was connected to like a Chinese restaurant. It was a soft opening of the club. And I'm drunk. I'm at the bar, and the girl also ordering at the bar is super drunk. And she's like, "Oh my God, you're so pretty." I'm like, "Girl, you are gorgeous. Look at your hair, your bow. Oh my God." We hugged, and then we never talked again.
Yeah, I love the ones where you add them on social media, and then you're still friends with them or follow them, and probably will never see them again.
Yeah, my girl Erica just had her second kid,
and you don't know her.
I met her at the onesie pub crawl I went to.
One time and one time only.
Yes. And you're like, we're going to hang out again. And you never do.
Never do.
But you do help a homie out. It's like, girl, you good? You're okay?
Yeah. Do I need to find your friends? Do I need to kick your ex's or current's booty?
Do you just need a pep talk? Like, girl, you are a goddess. You got this.
You got this.
The silent bathroom rule. And I get this, but I kind of want to change it up. But and I'm not going to ask if it's weird because I know it's going to be weird what I want to do. So if you walk into a bathroom and the girl is being very quiet, like she's obviously not peeing, she's just sitting there quietly. You go in, do your business, and leave as quickly as possible because the girl's trying to poop.
Yes.
So
for sure.
If she's not making any noise, just poop. Like, I kind of want to just.
Who should poop?
If she's not making any noise, she wants to poop. I meant, and should leave quickly. Yeah. That being said, I sometimes when that happens, it's like sometimes it's like a weird standoff. Like I think she's trying to poop and I got to poop, but nobody wants to make the first noise because we're waiting for the other one to leave. So either you give up and you're like, screw it, I'll come back later.
Yeah.
And let them go. Or I'm just tempted from now on. Just be like, girl, if you got to poo, if you got to fart, just do it. Because I got to do that. Like can we get over it? Like we're human beings. Like for the longest time, and guys may not get this, but you might have heard women complain or make the comment about how loud certain sanitary feminine products can be in the bathroom, like when you're unwrapping them.
Oh, okay. Like whether, a tampon or a pad or something?
Yeah, it just sounds like you're opening a bag of chips, right? And some women are very like, oh my God, I gotta be quiet. Like, why?
Oh, I never had that.
I used to. It's like, I don't want other people to know I'm on my period. I'm like, these are all women in here. Like, what does it matter?
I've never even had that fear ever.
I did when I was younger, but as I got older, I'm like, what does it matter? Hey, I'm on my period. Cool. Like, I got to take care of what I got to take care of. Like,
so have you ever like been in a standoff with another female in the bathroom and like you just started like pooping?
No, I got. I tried. And then... No, I tried. I got the.
What
happened? I got the stage fright.
Oh, so okay. So you have it too.
This was a while back. It's nice because at work. We don't really have too many women here anymore.
Yeah.
Like, it's slowly, like, in the year and a half that we've been working from the studio where other people aren't working here, like, they're working from home, like, sales department, promotions, all that stuff, there's only one other woman in the building besides us.
Yeah.
And in this year and a half, I think I've run into her in the bathroom twice.
Damn.
Like, one was just recently, and, like, we scared each other because we've never run into each other really in the bathroom. And if we
oh, snap.
And if we have, like, and by run in, I mean, like, where we saw each other. Because sometimes,
past each other.
Yeah, you go in.
At the sink or something.
Sit in the stall, and then she's leaving, like, as she gets up and leaves. So you never actually make eye contact, which I mean, it's not too bad, but when women were here in the office, like, there were a few times where I'm like, all right, just get it over with. It's been a, you know, it's a year and a half, 2 years ago. I'm like, okay, you got this. Let's do it. Just do it. They can't see your shoes. You're in the far stall. You're fine. They're not going to know it was you. Just do it. And it's like, I can't.
But you're so, like, pro it, and it's fine, and it shouldn't be weird.
Well, now it is, because I've gone so used to having my own bathroom, basically.
So when people come back in the office, when, like, be like, this is my bathroom. Start coming back.
Yeah, this is my bathroom now. I am the owner of this bathroom. I want to take a dump when I'm going to take a dump. Yes.
Yeah, you are?
Yes. That is my goal.
Are you going to announce it to the other people?
I'm not going
to
announce it, but if I hear okay, so this part I'm curious about, and I wanted to hear your opinion, or if I want to do a sticky note. I want to either write a sticky note on all the stalls, like, girl, if you got to poop or fart, just do it. No judgment. We're not going to laugh. We're not going to, you know, I'll laugh inside because it's a fart and farts are funny. But, like, I just want to, like, let's just do it. I'm tired of holding in my farts in the bathroom.
I get it because I understand where you're coming from. However,
is it so weird? Very much, yes.
Yeah, I am very different than you are when it comes to farts and poop. I don't think it's very funny at all. Oh, and so I don't really know, especially because we don't know a lot of the new sales mm-hmm. and, you know, promotions people. So I don't really know how everybody else feels about it. But, like, regardless of, like, if you want to be free and do what you want to do in the bathroom, you can't. It's the bathroom. That's why, you know. Mm-hmm. But I feel like a lot of other women will still not feel comfortable doing it, even if you're like, yo, let's do it now. Like, I would still be like, no, I'm gonna pretend I did something, flush the toilet, wash my hands, leave, and then come back. And
there,
hopefully no
there
one
are times
there.
Where it's like, I can't hold it, and I think there's constant people coming in and out, so I just start watching a video on my phone just to turn
up
the volume.
To me, that's even weirder.
It's like, girl, we all know what's happening, we're just going to accept it and not say anything, move on.
So they should just have, like, a boombox in the bathroom, and it's just casually always playing really loud music, no matter when.
Just have the radio going. We're a radio station. We need to have the radio going in the bathroom at all times.
But just very loudly.
Yes.
Well, and it's weird because at our station, they're, like, right next to the dudes. And sometimes I can hear people in the dudes.
Yes, I can hear the dudes going to the bathroom.
And I'm just like, this is so weird, especially because there's not a lot of people, not a lot of women. So they can narrow it down to three people.
Mm-hmm.
So... good luck with that, though. I'm here for the movement. I just don't know how many
pun
people...
Pun intended?
No, but yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll be behind you on that. I just don't know how well it's going to do.
You said behind. Another one.
Pun really intended.
I'll get through the other ones real quick because we got to get going. Number 10, helping out in need. So if she's dating a known abuser, whether a physical abuser, whatever, so take turns getting her out of the house. So play cards, shop for shoes, ask her to help you lay out the garden, make pie. Never broach the subject yourself. Just make sure she knows she's welcome anytime, day or night, and without advance notice. So she can come over, she can hit you up like, hey, let's hang out at any point. Because it is difficult to see someone you care about in an abusive relationship, but carefully letting them know that you are there whenever they need is an important thing to establish. And it's... I would love to talk to somebody who, whether a psychologist or anybody who, or therapist, has dealt with a lot of people who have been abused in relationships. It's like, what's the best way to broach it? Because I feel like sometimes either they don't want to admit that they're with an abuser because they see them as this perfect person, like rose-colored glasses, or they're embarrassed, or they don't see a way out because they just, you can't say, oh, why didn't you leave them? It's not that simple sometimes.
Well, they probably don't want to feel a burden on somebody else. Like, if they're calling you every day, wanting to come over every day, every hour, then, like...
Or they fear for their safety, or they feel for the safety of their kids or their friends. So they don't want to come out and say, yes, I'm being abused. So just... And if you say, hey, you're being abused, they might either take it the wrong way, like, no, I'm not. Or, you know, by you saying that and, you know, kind of confronting the situation, maybe in front of the abuser, it may not end somewhere well.
Oh, not in front of the abuser.
Definitely
yikes.
Not. But definitely having that, like, hey, like, I'm here. What, like, if you need this, like, no, like, establish that this is this is a safe place. I am a safe person for you. This one, number 11, is one I kind of mentioned earlier. The pockets rule. Person number one, I like your dress. Two, person number two, thanks, it has pockets. And then display said pockets. So you put your hands in your pockets.
Display said pockets.
Look, it's got pockets.
Ooh, there's nothing in the pockets, but they're there.
Oh, no, I have snacks. I have my phone. The number 12 is the no woman left behind rule. So no woman gets left behind at the club. You look out and take care of your girls and don't let random men drag them away without your, you know, without everyone's explicit permission.
Drag them away, Jesus.
Well, because sometimes girls are like all kinds of effed up. They're barely conscious. And they're like, yeah, we like she wants to come over to my house right now. It's like she can barely stand up. I don't trust
what
that
she can stand up. She's just a little tipsy. Been to school?
Tipsy is fine. Like if you're like, okay, you are very much aware, you're fine.
She's drunk. She's kind of drunk.
Like, you know your friends. Sometimes, like, I have a friend, like, when I've wanted to make some horrible decisions in the club, when I am S-face, she's like, nope. She pulls
really?
Me out
and
of it.
And you're like, thank you?
After the fact, I'm like, I know in it, like, I feel like a little girl, like, mommy said no. Like, but, like, I know.
Weird.
I know that.
See, I've never had those. I'm always like, this is what I'm doing. And my friends are like, okay. And I'm like, okay. And then it's never regret the next morning. It's like, hell yeah.
I've made the mistake sometimes of being like, this guy I felt like was harassing all of us and like you. And I was just like trying to be cool. I'm like, dude, quit being a douche. And you're like, no, why didn't you quit being a douche? I'm like, no, he's just being a jerk. Like, can you just adjust the way you speak to us? I don't know. But I was also pretty drunk. The toxic ex rule. If your friend gets back together with her toxic ex, you always support your friend, but also tell her the truth and say the relationship is toxic.
Ugh. Yeah. No, hell. I mean, I don't know how much that's supporting it. Yeah. God. I've definitely been like, what the F are you doing?
I don't think you're supporting the relationship. You're just supporting them. Like, hey, I am here for you.
Yeah, which I am. But like, you're being stupid.
This one, I kind of agree with it, but that's not how I play my life. The last one.
Oh.
And you know this to be true.
Oh.
It's called the hair tie rule. So if you're wearing a hair tie on your wrist and someone asks for a hair tie and you give it to them and just accept the fact that you will never see that hair tie again.
This one is very serious, men. I don't think you understand how important hair ties are.
The thing is, like, if I really need a hair tie and you've let me borrow one, our hair types are so different that the perfect hair tie for you is almost too much for me.
I mean,
a lot thicker
because
hair
there's
than
a
I do.
Specific stretchiness to different mm-hmm. hair ties or ones that you have actually, like, they were really tight in the beginning mm-hmm. and then I've grown out to the exact like length and circumference I want for
and
my hair.
And it fits comfortably around your
and
wrist.
It's perfect
so
around my wrist.
You don't get that mark or anything. And yes. I understand that with your hair ties.
Thank you.
I even give you the ones that are too stretched out for me.
Because you know.
I know.
You know how much I love them.
That, and it's like, if I ever borrow one and God forbid something happens to it.
Well, do you remember that one time you did borrow it and Vicky's usually always really good with giving them back to me like after the show or something. And one time she didn't. And then I went to hot yoga. And I didn't have my hair tie because it's always around my wrist. Like, I feel naked when I don't have one either, like, in my hair or around my wrist. And I went to hot yoga, and I was like, where's my hair tie?
And I felt really bad. I gave you back your hair tie, and I gave you another one that was pre-stretched. So I made up for it. I did feel bad.
I never forget that. That's ridiculous.
No. I remembered it, too. I felt really bad because I'm like, I understand. Like, that is the worst when you have something going on. Like, when I'm babysitting and it's like, oh, okay, I need this hair up and I don't have one. It's like, mother effer.
Yeah, plus you probably have like 10,000 in like your house.
Right, and it's always in the dumbest spots too. Like I have them all in my lotion containers, so I'll take them off and put them on there so I don't lose them and then I can't find them when I need them. But it's the hair tie rule. I think we should adjust it. Like, hey, if someone gives you a hair tie to like borrow and it's specifically the one on the wrist because sometimes you might have one in your bag. Or
you might have an extra that you don't really care about.
If it's their one hair tie, you repay them back, either bring it back or get them one of equal value or get them a whole pack.
Like, ooh, it's like, yeah, or
if they're not
them.
pre-stretched, just get them a whole pack.
Be like, hey, do you want this back? And some bitches will be like, absolutely. And others will be like, why would I want? No. Why? You know, some people are way chiller than I am. So.
Like, you mean, like I said, like you have really thick hair. And so to have that perfectly stretched out.
Oh, it's so good.
It sounds so dirty if you don't know what we're talking about.
I like it stretched out. A lot of people don't, but I do.
I mean, I don't mind I like mine stretched out enough so I can wear it on my wrist, but not so stretched out that I have to go a million loops around my hair.
Yeah, that'd be really annoying.
Number 15 is the sad drunk rule. When a friend is drunk and sad, stay with them and make sure they're okay and don't think this is an actual rule of the girl code, but it is mine. It's a personal rule of mine. I just worry that they're going to go down a sad path.
And
like
and that's go be the whole night.
No, I'm thinking self-destructive. Like, we're going to put you in an Uber. Like, I've had some weird situations. Like, I need to be with you because this might not end well.
I'm like, dude, if you're sad and you think drinking is going to make you more sad, maybe stay home.
I remember, I think it's just kind of looking out for your own, in the sense, even if you're not out and about, like the one thing I loved about my best friend, because I don't like being a burden. I don't like asking for help unless, like, for whatever reason, like something sparked in me. I'm like, I'm going to ask for help today, but that doesn't happen often. I remember in the course of 1 week, I think it was my grandpa passed away. Like a guy I was kind of like a situationship I was in, him and I like broke it off for good. And like we ended on bad terms.
Oh.
This was years ago. And something else happened that week. It was just like one thing after.
After another.
So my mom flew out for my grandfather because he was in the hospital. He hadn't passed away yet. But then while she was over there, he did pass away. And that weekend, my dad was going to be out of town for a race thing. So I was literally all by myself at their house because I was living with them at the time. And she's like, what are you doing this week? I'm like, I don't know. Like, just stay at home. I'm not doing anything. Like, everything sucks right now.
Yeah, I've had a terrible week.
And she's like, I'm coming over. I'm spending the night. Where we can do what? Like, we can watch cartoons. We're going to just have, like, a sleepover. I'm going to stay in your bed. And like, mind you, she's a married woman. Like, she has a husband and stuff. She's like, I'm going over to Vicky's, where I'm spending the night at her house. Like, and this is my parents' house. Like, because I was all by myself.
Yeah.
And she's like, I know this bitch sad. So I'm going to, like, I think it was a Friday or a Saturday night. She's like, I'm coming over. I'm spending the night. We're watching cartoons. We can order some takeout and just hang out.
And just chill. Have the company.
Just have the company. So.
Well, and she knows you to know that that's what maybe sad Vicky would like, you know?
Yeah. And it's also like I wasn't going to ask for help. I was going to ask her to come over and do it.
Yeah. But like for me, like I probably would not want that. If I was in a very, very low depressed state, I would not want anyone to come over and hang out with me. And like, I would just want to be alone.
And that kind of goes back to the whole love language, because people think it just means like knowing someone's love language means like, you know, relationship wise. But I feel like it's more than that. It's knowing how people receive and give love, all kinds of love.
Yeah, like, any kind of relationship.
And that's like same with my mom. And it's what I have to explain to my dad and my brother. It's like, mom, when she's upset, or the way you can make her feel better is to leave her alone. Leave her alone for a while.
Yeah. Just give her space.
Because like, the rest of us are like, let me do stuff for you. Let me make you happy. And she's like, F off. Yeah. You're going to piss me off more, which like sounds like you. Like, she's like, give me my space. So you really have to know the person and know what they need, even if they don't ask for it.
Yeah.
So
but you have to get better at asking for it, too, yep. Missy.
Yeah, I've gotten better. I'm doing
I'm
therapy.
Feeling better. I've gotten so much better.
I got therapies. this one I think is very important. The group picture rule. Some guys don't understand this because Danny will do this.
Oh, what's the group picture rule?
You cannot post a picture on social media until, like, if you're taking a picture of five girls, make sure every girl approves of it before you post it.
Oh, I don't care about that one.
No?
No, post whatever you want of me. I look how I look, and sometimes it can be really flattering and great, and other times it's terrible. You post some terrible pictures of me.
You don't but say it's kinda anything. Like,
it's kind of just like, okay, like that's look, obviously how I look sometimes.
And there's sometimes
maybe
where,
if this was going to be like on a magazine or like on a billboard or something, right. Like then I would be like, can we make sure I look mediocre? But no, I mean, anyone can tag me in anything.
Well, there's pictures where people will take and I'm like, I don't have the energy to try to take more pictures. Just post. I don't care.
Yeah,
like, that's usually like where I'll go.
You usually really care about it, though.
But there's some days where I'm like, oh, God, let me at least fake and pretend I look a little better in real life.
My thing is, like, I don't know if I can do much better than this picture right now. Like,
that being said, like, the way I think about it, if you're going to tag me and post a picture of me, like, you got a boyfriend, you're set. He loves you for the way you look, morning breath, you know, nighttime, we're all dolled up, everything. Like,
I look amazing all the time. Thank you. I woke up like this.
Oh, that explains it. No, I'm just kidding. But it's like, I am a single gal, and if you're posting a picture to where maybe your friends are going to look at me, they'll be like, who's that girl? Like, I want them to be like, let me look at her other pictures because she's looking cute. I don't need all 15 of my chins going on. It's like, come on. Help a sister out.
Like, if it's on their, even if it's just on their profile.
Right.
Because I was going to say, your profile, they can't probably really see.
No, I do a thing now where... I have to approve the tag pictures.
That go on your...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or so even
it's still
posts.
On their website, though.
Yeah.
Or their social media. Yeah, okay. So if they were looking at theirs and they saw you...
Yeah. It's like, cool, thanks, bro, but at least it won't be on my end. Which I do that because some people will tag me in stuff that has nothing to do with me. I'm like, why are you tagging me?
That's so annoying. So, like a link that has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, exactly. So it sounds kind of like vain and everything, but that's not it. Anywho.
Well, it is a little bit.
It is, but it's not the whole thing. There's the always help another girl out rule. It's like if a girl, like even if you hate this person or dislike it, like if I'm in a group of people, let's say there's a friend of yours I don't like.
Okay.
Which I don't think that's the case. I think all your friends are cool, I think.
Really?
Like, it's that I've met. But I haven't
I'm even shocked that you like all my friends.
Well, I don't know all of them. And so far, like okay, like, I haven't seen them in a few years, but they seem cool. Like, I'll hang out and party with them.
Good.
But let's say there was one where I'm like, God, you're so annoying. Mm-hmm. If she's like, oh my God, I just started my period. It's like, I got you.
Oh, yeah.
Take a tampon. Like, I'm never going to not. Even if I dislike you, I'm like, I'm never going to not give a girl a tampon or a pad.
That'd be so shady if you had some and you just, she was asking everyone, you didn't. That
would be especially with my giant ass purse.
Yeah, that'd be.
I only have a whole freaking convenience store in that bag. Right. And number 18, I've never had to do this one. The human wall rule. If one of your friends is peeing out in public, you do a human wall around them so nobody sees them pee.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've done that, but it's just kind of been myself. So it's not really a human wall. It's just like me trying to make as much space as possible. Or if you have like a towel or something, hold it around them.
It's no.
I do that. That's always. You don't want like.
No, I know. But I've never peed out in public like that. I usually do a pretty good job trying to find somewhere to go. Like it's usually in the woods, like when I've gone hiking.
Oh, well, yeah. And then you don't really care who sees you.
No. But then I get the stage fright when I know there's someone near. I can't help it. I try to do that. I'm like, come on, let's do it. Do it. Let's go. Hurry up.
I have to like breathe and I have to just like get in. If I'm not wasted, if I'm wasted, right. I can pee anyway. But like, I should be like, it's okay. Like, breathe. Have your breath under control. You can do this. Like, and count myself down. Like, it's so bad.
Ugh.
That's the same when I'm in like a river, too. Yeah. And I can't just like pee in a river. Like, everyone's just I peed like three times.
Well, especially like when you're kind of trying to get away from everybody to do so. Like, it's obvious of what you're trying to do. It's like, why are you going over there? Like, all the way in the middle over there. It's like, clearly you're trying to pee away from everyone else and they're all looking at you. It's like, can you not?
And you're like, I really can't if y'all are staring
at me. It's like, I can't. Like, can you? Ugh.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It's pretty bad.
Now I want to go float in the river and pee.
I'll just float in the river. You can pee all you want.
I'm peeing. Anywho, there's a few more, but I don't really like them. So, and I got to go to the doctor's appointment. So thank you for joining us.
Yes.
We'll get to all your messages next week and see you guys later.
Bye.